For several weeks this year, the beach here at Michigan's Holland State Park was full of dead alewives. The small silvery fish floated thick in the water and piled up on shore with each incoming wave.
There's a lot in the sand, like there's like some sticking up and stuff, and their bodies are broken in half.
Dead fish with flies and bugs and ants, and it stunk.
You can't walk anywhere without the fish washing up, and you can't step anywhere without like eyes, if you're stepping on eyes.
It might sound like a scary movie, but in fact things have been worse, much worse. Back in the 60s, alewife die-offs reached all-time highs in the lake. Chuck Medengen is a research fishery biologist with the Great Lakes Science Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
During one of those die-offs, it was 66 or 67, it made the cover of Time magazine. The city of Chicago had to shut down their water for a span of a day or so and to allow for the cleanup of the alewives.
The alewives can be such a nuisance, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources decided something had to be done. Jay Wesley is a fisheries management biologist with the Michigan DNR. He says the solution was to introduce a natural predator to control the alewives. In this case, two other exotic species, coho and Chinook salmon.
And by doing so, we created an awesome sport fishery, but also reduced the alewife population. Within 30 years, we started to see a remarkable difference. They've declined significantly.
Alewives are found in all of the Great Lakes, but they're not a native species. Scientists believe that plays a big part in the die-offs. The exotic fish often can't survive the cold waters. But what you see washing up on shore is just a tiny fraction of the total number of alewives. Most scientists agree it would be impossible to entirely eradicate the alewives, and at this point, no one wants to. In the U.S., Great Lakes sport fishing is an estimated $4 billion a year industry, and salmon depend on alewives as their primary food source. But like other exotic species that end up in the Great Lakes, alewives present some challenges. And the DNR's Jay Wesley admits that when you try to manage one exotic species with another, it can create a domino effect.
When you start stocking different species, it has more than just an impact on one other species. It can go all the way through the food chain, and that makes, you know, this business very tricky.
In order to manage the lake, scientists are constantly monitoring and adjusting fish populations, all the while trying to strike the best balance. But new findings can mean having to rethink the management plan. For instance, while the alewives are a good food source for salmon, now researchers think they might pose a threat to other fish populations. Fisheries biologist Chuck Medengen says there's new evidence that alewives might be consuming young lake trout.
In fact, one adult alewife had close to 50 fry when the stomach was opened up. So there is some reason to suspect that alewives can play a part in preventing successful natural reproduction of lake trout.
To add yet another piece to the management puzzle, now it looks like the alewives themselves may be up against a new challenge. And Jay Wesley speculates another exotic species may be to blame.
It's possible that the zebra mussels are getting populated enough where they're reducing the plankton population available for alewives. And that could be causing a stress on the smaller young of the year and yearling alewife, which seem to be dying off more and more.
Wesley says managing fish populations is an imperfect science, often based on trial and error. And he says it can take years to see the impact of management strategies once they're implemented. There's a lot that remains unknown about managing fish populations, but one thing's for sure. As long as there are alewives in Lake Michigan, there will continue to be die-offs. And Park Ranger Paul Klein says beachgoers should brace themselves for what might be ahead.
They're so nasty and smelly, so it's kind of shocking. But it could get worse. It could get worse next year.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Holland, Michigan.